joining our show today.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to our show today. We were not on the air yesterday. We had some, both Stephanie and I actually had some things come up. And as life is, that's what happens, things come up. But we are back this week with a beautiful, beautiful lady. Before I get into all of that, my name is Wanda McKinley. I am your host, along with Stephanie Kennedy Effort, the co-host. I am the founder of a nonprofit organization called We Are Survivors. We Are Survivors' purpose is to help abused, battered men, women, and children. We want to help them understand that they can be and will be self-sufficient in society, as well as teach them what a normal life should be by enhancing them and developing them with a new sense of individuality. I am a survivor of abuse. This never gets easy. It doesn't matter how many times I say it. From the age of 7, and I say 7 because that is right now the age that I can recall because of the traumatic event that happened when I was 7. And as I've learned so much in this walk, I know that the abuse started way before then, just because of what occurred at 7. But from the age of 7 to 12, I was molested by my biological father. By the age of 13, my stepfather raped me, taking my virginity. Between the age of 13 and 18, my biological father and my stepfather raped me. God has called me to be the mouthpiece, to be the one that speaks for those who cannot speak, to stand for those who cannot stand, to allow people to see, yes, you have gone through something, but God will bring you through. So We Are Survivors was formed to help those who have or still may be walking in my shoes. Hello, Stephanie. How are you doing today?
I am here. Because we both have been through some things, so I am blessed to be here.
Yeah.
And I will do what you and God had me to do. So.
So what you got for us today?
I just have to keep smiling. I just have to keep smiling in our current situation. I'm going to share real quick. I just have to keep smiling. As one to know, and we'll share it with you guys, I think we're both under attack, but some things that we're going through. And my vehicle was stolen few days ago. My Cadillac Escalade was stolen a few days ago. But I have to keep smiling because the devil is not going to win. You know, I'm not going to let it just get me down. I'm going to keep on pushing. So, you know, I do hope that they find it and is returned along with all my clothes and shoes that were in there. But I'm going to keep smiling and keep pushing because I feel that God has something even better in store for me. And with that said, I'm going to go ahead and talk about our fundraisers. So We Are Survivors currently has several fundraisers that we'd love to have your support with. We do the Kroger Plus Rewards. So if you currently have a Kroger Plus Rewards card, or if you would go and get a Kroger Plus Rewards card and link it to We Are Survivors by going to Kroger.com, registering your card, and then link it to We Are Survivors, and you start typing in We Are Survivors should come up. And then each quarter, according to how much you spend, so you're not doing anything different, just continue to shop the way you normally shop, but each quarter, according to how much you spend, then Kroger will send us a donation. We do the same thing with Tumthumb. If you have a Tumthumb card, or if you will go and get a Tumthumb card and fill out their form, link it to We Are Survivors, according to how much you spend each quarter, they will send us a donation as well. So with those two, it's not going to cost you anything different. You just link it to us, and you make sure each year you go back in and link it. because after a year, it will default back, and you have to go back in and link it. So each year, make sure you continue to link it to We Are Survival, and then they will send us a donation each quarter according to how much you spend. Then we also do the Compass Bank reward. So with your Compass Bank account, if you link your card to We Are Survivors, according to how many times you use your card, then they will send us a donation. So that's a third one that's not costing you anything different. You're just, by you being linked to We Are Survivors, those companies will send us a donation. Then we also do the Purple City Project, which is where you go and you take photos, and on that one, I always let Wanda explain that because she's already gone and taken her pictures, and she took some beautiful pictures, so I just feel it is better for her to go ahead and explain that one because she's had that beautiful experience. So, Wanda, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Thank you, and yes, I have taken those pictures, and for those that do follow us on Facebook, I have posted some of those pictures of me. And as you, those are not photoshopped. Those are just how good he is. And so it is for the purpose. The proceeds actually go to a part of the proceeds, go to We Are Survivors, to be able to help those that contact us and need a place to stay. For those that also listen to me, I also talk about a lot of times that the Dallas County only has 188 beds for domestic violence victims. And so when we receive a phone call, it's even that much more important to have funds to be able to put these individuals up in a safe place. So that is the need and the desire and the want for these fundraising events and opportunities that We Are Survivors have. We also, if you go to our website at www.wearesurvivorsfoundation.org and scroll to the bottom of our webpage, we also have Final Paparazzi Jewelry, and we do have called It Works for those who are into losing weight, health products, your hair, your nails, your skin. Then you push one of those weights. You push that button, and it'll take you to It Works, which will then in turn, you can shop for your products, your beauty products, your weight loss products, because some people want something tangible when they donate money or participate in something. They want something in their hand. So We Are Survivors try to provide different ways for different types of people to contribute. Also, to the $5 paparazzi jury, if you click on $5 paparazzi jewelry button, it will take you to that website as well. And with that website, you get to go shopping. And, ladies, there is some very nice jewelry. Like I said, it's another way to raise funds for the organization. I would next week tune in because then I can give you more information regarding the photography. Like I said, normally I'm not in my normal space right now, so I don't have all of my notes in front of me. I apologize. But I do know one of the packages is $100. It's valued at $100, and it's for $55. And I do remember that it's one outfit, 45-minute photo, and you have something purple on. Men with socks, a tie, some cufflinks. Women in hair, some of y'all have purple hair, shoes, whatever. If not, there is a purple drop. But you do have that option. And then there's another pattern. I really do apologize. That's not, I do know it's $155, and I'm not quote the incorrect price. And then he, next week, we will definitely go over that package more in depth because it is really nice. It's really fun to be able to see the beautiful pictures. The next thing we like to do is kind of tell you what's on our agenda, what's coming up, what events We Are Survivors are participating in. And also I do want to touch every first and third Friday, We Are Survivors have a live streaming It's a television / radio show. It's live streaming television, and it's set up as a radio show. It's really neat. And it's every first and third Friday. So, yes, tomorrow we have our first show for the month. And we do have my designer on, so I'm really excited, Tina Peters, as well as her ambassador for the models, Kendra Pimpkin. And that show is from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can find the website, you can find the show on Facebook by putting in We Are Survivors with Wanda McKinley. And it will pull up the page, or you can go to the web, to the internet, type in Power Play Radio, and you click on the live Power TV live button, and from 7 to 9, you can just watch us on the internet. So we're excited about that. This will be our third show and our second guest, because our first show was really introducing We Are Survivors. So please, please, please tune in to that tomorrow from 7 to 9 p.m. Central. We Are Survivors, and I say We Are Survivors, I will be walking in a fashion show for my designer Saturday, which is one of the reasons why they're on the show tomorrow. It is at the Westin Stonebriar Hotel and Golf Club on 1549 Legacy Drive, Frisco, Texas. It's actually a two-day conference. The conference actually starts tomorrow, and it's called Peeling Back the Layers, and it is a weekend of healing, deliverance, and fellowship. And so that is, once again, at the Westin Stonebriar Hotel and Golf and Club, 1549 Legacy Drive, Frisco, Texas, 75034. And it's the show, I'm allowed to be there at 7:30 a.m. That's all I know. What else do we have going on here for the month of April? So we have the Removing the Layers Destiny's Women's Conference, which is starts tomorrow through Saturday. We have, something else in April that We Are Survivors participating in. I think that's it. Ooh, yes. Short month. And, of course, there are still a lot. Oh, I did look over something. April 15th, one of my very close friends wrote and directed a short film, and it's called Shattered Love. There is a private screening. So I think if you hadn't, I think it's standing room only, but for those who had reserved, they have seats. But it's a domestic violence movie. And like I said, my friend, she wrote and directed the movie, so I'm really excited. It's going to be at the movie studios, Sparse Studios, at 1499 Regal Row, Suite 505, Dallas, Texas, 75247. That's Saturday, April 15th, it's next Saturday, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And again, that address is 1499 Regal Row, Suite 505, Dallas, Texas, 75247. And did I mention it was free? So you really don't want to miss it. I have actually had the privilege of attending a play that she wrote and directed. So I'm really excited about the short film. May 6th, we have the Run Women's Conference Walk for Domestic Violence. It's May 6th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. The funds, it's $10 per person, $5 per child, $75 per team of 10. The portion of those proceeds will go to We Are Survivors. We do have our teenage leader, Miss Tynesha, who will be speaking at the event on teenage bullying. I'm super excited. This is her first speaking engagement. She was on our show week before last. And like I said, she's our teenager that has overcome abuse and is talking about it. She's very vocal. So she will be speaking at the Run Women's Conference Walk. That is Saturday, May 6th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it's at Texas Star Park, which is 1501 South Pipeline in Bedford, Texas. And that is, again, to celebrate awareness. It's got to celebrate educating people. It's important to educate, to let people know that we're not taking this lying down. We're fighting, and we're going to keep fighting until we make some changes. Also in May, we have the second annual Survivors Luncheon. This is also another free event. This is We Are Survivors' second time going. So we went last year for the first, and this is the second. We Are Survivors has a We Are Survivors table. We have a table every year that is reserved for us. And what you have to do is go on to anniesgiftsoflove.org. Again, that's www.anniesgiftsoflove.org. And register. And you have till April 13th. So if you haven't registered, register fast, because they have to have a head count. And again, that is April 13th. That is from 11:30 to 1. It's at the Hilton Garden Inn in Dallas, or it's actually in Duncanville, 800 North Main Street in Duncanville. And like I said, once again, that is a free event, and it's great speakers, great fun, great information, so you don't want to miss that. Okay, let's see. What else do we have coming up? So busy, which is an awesome thing. We have the Run Women's Conference 2017. This is July 21st to the 22nd. This is another organization that is sponsoring We Are Survivors. So we want everyone to participate in this as well. It is, again, like I said, July 21st through the 22nd. As time grows near, we'll give you more information as regards to where the actual event is happening. The last event that I'm going to touch bases on, which is really, 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 really important, super-duper important, because they put a lot of work into this, and it is the International Women's Conference and Humanitarian Award. This is a two-day conference, and it's August 25th through the 26th. It's going to be at 3939 Grand Avenue, Dallas, Texas, 75210. And this event is spectacular. I spoke at it last year in Europe. I also was very surprising. I was a recipient of the Humanitarian Award last year. And so this year, We Are Survivors is hosting it. Very excited about it. I can't even go into all that the people and the performers and the people that are coming from Africa and people that are coming from Europe and the people that are coming from Spain, not to mention the individuals that are here in Dallas, Texas. So this is not something that you want to miss. We have Black Car opportunities for those who come and don't want to drive around. We have a lot of different things to offer. So I'm really looking forward to the conference as well as the closing out the gala, which is at Saturday evening. We do have a violinist from Juilliard. Super excited about that. We have a runway model that's actually going to be our red carpet host. We have a lot of special people that's going to be there, so you really don't want to miss it. Moving on, I'm super excited to welcome and announce who we have coming on our show today. God will bring together his children, and depending on your circumstances, sometimes it's not so pretty what an individual has gone through or what an individual has endured. And then you put people together that say, hey, I can relate to that, or hey, I've gone through that. Hey, how did you do that? I have a young lady that we met together really over tacos. We had some tacos together. And now we can talk about anything. And what she says is, she does it a lot, and it's so cute. She says, I have something to ask you, and I know I can ask you because you're not going to judge me. And I love that, because nowadays, being survivors of domestic violence, things that you say or things that you do, you are judged. You are looked upon differently because for some reason you are expected to handle things differently. So, without further ado, because I want her to tell us about how God brought her through what she went through, and I want her to share with us all the wonderful things that she's doing, because I follow her on Facebook, and I know what she's doing. I see some things now I'm looking at like I want it. If I didn't know about the new things she just told me. But before I spill the beans, I'll let her talk about it. Miss Julie Gibbs, how are you today?
I am doing amazing. Thank you, Wanda. I'm so humbled and I'm so honored to have been asked to be on your show. It truly is an honor, and I can't say thank you enough and allowing me to have a voice to help others like us who feel like they can't speak about their situation and they can't come out of their situation because, you know, through us as survivors, we want to show hope to them.
Mm-hmm.
And spread what it is, you know, that has allowed us to come out of our situations.
Right.
So I thank you so much. I really, really do. And get into, you know, my story and where it all started and bring you to date and how I'm able to walk in God's wonderful light and speak life and love and joy to people now as opposed to what I was before.
Okay.
Like God says, you know, in order to know who I am, you can't start midway through. You got to start in the beginning. And so that's where I want to start in my life, is the beginning. And I was adopted at birth. My biological mom lived a very fast-paced life, and her parents made her give me up for adoption. So my wonderful parents who adopted me could not have children, so they took me and raised me and gave me a wonderful life. But as I started having my own children, I realized that, you know, I didn't have a true identity. I didn't look like them. Mm-hmm. I didn't act like them. I didn't talk like them. I didn't move like them. Although they loved me unconditionally, I still was missing something. So in my teens, my brother's friend sexually abused me, and so at an early age, I attached love and acceptance through sexual contact and having that as what made me whole or filled me with what I thought I needed. So that started this whole life of promiscuity and being naive to a lot of situations, because I said, okay, if I just sleep with this guy, he's going to like me, or he's going to give me everything that I need. And it wasn't about things. It was about that feeling of, I need to feel whole. I need to feel complete.
Mm-hmm.
So through that life of allowing men to violate me, put me in some really bad situations where a young man, and I talk about this in my chapter in the book that's going to be out in June, I believed the person, and I drove to Miami, and what ended up happening was I was raped over and over again by several men over a course of a weekend, my car taken from me to where I couldn't leave. And thank you, Lord, that this young girl realized I was not in the right place and I shouldn't have been there. So she helped get me out, or I truly believe I would have lost my life that weekend.
Wow.
That's one situation. Yeah. And again, I try to explain to people, and, you know, this was, you know, years back. People are like, oh, did you go to the police? And I said, no, because I put myself there. Not that, you know, in my mind I processed it as, you know what, I put myself there, not that I deserved it, but I was shamed. I felt disgusted. You know, why did I allow myself? So why would anybody believe me? Because I chose to be there. And then now, you know, looking back at another situation where, again, put myself in the same situation with a gentleman, and I got a text message or a phone call from his wife, and he said, she's like, why are you, you know, talking to my husband? And I was like, well, you know, I acted as though, hey, you know, I didn't know, you know, he was married, or, you know, I just kind of played it off. An hour later, he called me and said, you know, I should have killed you when I had the opportunity to.
Whoa.
And it really
wow.
struck me. Yes, it struck me to the core. It was like, oh, no, he knows where I live. I've got 4 children, and I lived in fear for about a month. Well, about a month went by, and he ended up calling me and asking me to meet him at a hotel in downtown Orlando. So I did. But before I got out of the car, and this just tells you how low I was and how desperate I was to fill a void that for years I kept trying to fill, and it just never would fill, that I wrote on a piece of paper before I got out of the car his name, his phone number, his license plate, where you could find him, I mean, as much information as I could, and left it in my car to walk into a hotel room not knowing if I was going to be walking out or if they were going to be bringing me out in a body bag. And I did this over and over again with men throughout my life, thinking I needed that. And when that happened that one particular evening, and thank God, and now looking back, Wanda and Stephanie, I truly believe the phone call that he got, because I think I was there 5 or 10 minutes, was truly divine, because I don't know that he truly had any good intentions other than to hurt me that night. And he had to leave. He, you know, took the phone call and said, hey, I've got to go. So now moving forward in life, I ended up being in relationships, and I was a battered wife. And I asked myself, you know, how do I keep choosing situations that either are sexually, you know, destroying, or I'm being abused and battered, and even emotionally and mentally. And it was because of the way I felt about myself. I didn't understand what true love truly was, because I didn't have any toward myself. So I ended up being beaten by my ex-husband, my second ex-husband. I have 4 children with 3 different fathers. And I kept going back to him, and I kept going back, and I kept, you know, I was on that teeter-totter where I'd say, you know what, I love my husband, but I, you know, here I'm being, you know, victimized by him. And then I would say to the kids, oh, your dad is horrible, he's awful, he's this, he's that. But then I would keep going back to them, or to him. So I was always sending the wrong message. You know, number one, to my children, I was teaching my children that this behavior is okay. But at the same time, I was hurting them, because all they knew about their father was, that's my dad. And here I was, the woman who was, you know, I had every right to say the things that I did about this man because of how awful he was to me. I had no right to speak ill of, you know, their father to them. So now, and giving you just a small, you know, snippet, when I finally decided, you know what, I'd hit rock bottom, I attempted suicide, I had, you know, my kids stopped me from killing myself, I had knives on the floor, they stopped me from running in front of a car, and I said, you know what, I need Jesus, and I need you, I need to feel, it's obvious that what I'm doing is not making me whole. And when I turned my face to Jesus and I said, you know what, I'm going to walk in true obedience, I'm going to walk and live for him, that's when I got the fullness that I have today. And it's something that did not come overnight. It's been a process. You know, I didn't know. I said, you know, I'm trusting you, God, that you're going to walk me through this and you're going to help me, because we can't see him, we can't touch him. We have to believe and trust that he's there and he's with us at all times. So part of where I needed to get myself back to and start reprogramming myself and truly understanding, again, what love was, that whole definition in the Bible in 1 Corinthians 13:4 says, love is patient, love is kind. And I take out the word love and I replace it with whomever, you know, I'll say Billy for, you know, just putting in a name there. But Billy is patient? No. Billy kind? No. So if that's God's true standard of love, then that's what we should gauge when we're looking at men or we're looking at, you know, our relationships with people. You know, God is love, and that's what we have to lead with, because love always wins.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I started, and it was an exercise that I went through, and sometimes a painful exercise. But when I truly started understanding love, then the way I was as a person changed. Doesn't mean that I don't I love my enemies. You know, I love those that victimize me, but I know where to put them, and I know that they can never hurt me again, because, you know, I serve a mighty God who keeps that hedge around me, where, you know, I don't care what
uh-huh.
you say and how you've treated me, I'm new in Him. So then after really truly understanding love, I had 3-4 kids that truly did not get the best of me. Through their years, I was always present. I was always on time. I was that mom that all the meetings, all the games, all the everything. So no one truly ever understood or knew I was going through the self-destructive behavior that I was going through, because I was there. But mentally and emotionally for my children, I had checked out. So part of my forgiving myself was me also asking them for forgiveness. And truly gaining that credibility back with them, so they knew that they would never lose their mom again to that destructive behavior that I allowed myself to sit in and be in for years. So that brings me to today, where I have such great relationships with all 4 of my kids. I live for them every single day. I've explained to them my story, and that, I think, is why coming out now and telling it is okay, because all my children are grown. They're 26, 22,
uh-huh.
19, and almost 18. My last one graduates this year. I never wanted them to go through anything having to do with their mother by coming out and telling some of the things that, you know, I have to tell about myself, because I'm going
right.
to talk about these things. You know, we have to be transparent. You know, we have
yes.
to be honest about the things that we allowed ourselves to be in, or that we were a part of. And that's hard to do. It is so hard. You know, I tear up every time I try to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, you know, have to be strong, because there's so many people either listening right now that are not strong and that cannot stand, you know, on their own and speak about it. But the only way to true healing is speaking about it and talking about it. So I think for me, I know that God saved me. He redeemed me, and he didn't do those things for me to be quiet. He did it so I could tell my story for his glory. And I don't, for me, it's not that I don't care about me, but I care about everybody else. That's where I was.
Uh-huh.
So if my story helps someone else, then my job has been served, and that's why, you know, we do this.
Right.
So I'm happy to be able to be standing with you and Stephanie and all the other women out there that want to encourage and empower and engage other women to be able to be strong like we are, and to stand up to this stuff that, you know, is not of God, number one, and it's not fair, you know, for us women to be treated this way, and be able to have a voice in order to help other women and keep the cycle of positive thinking. And I call it auto-suggestion. And you can auto-suggest yourself, you know, whatever you want to in the morning. But if you auto-suggest yourself that you're going to be different, you're going to be changed, you're going to be free, you're going to walk in victory, you are a survivor, you are beautifully and fearfully and wonderfully made, guess what? That's probably how your day's
mm-hmm.
going to work that day. And you just keep walking
mm-hmm.
in that. and believe in it. And I promise your world and your life will change. It's not going to happen overnight. I can't make those promises. But I can tell you a life in Jesus Christ is free and free. And he never promised us a perfect life, but he did promise us perfect peace in him. So That's my story. There's more to it, but you know, I wanted to get out the main things, and I can add that, you know, I was homeless. I lived in my car with my now 22-year-old daughter for about, 4 to 6 weeks, you know, when she was 1 year old. And I did that because, you know, I had nowhere else to go, but, you know, I did it. It made me, all these things I can say made me who I am. I am such a wonderful, strong person, and, you know, I'm a server. I love to help people, whether it's a dollar or whether it's, you know, helping somebody move. It doesn't matter. But as you know, we're not here on earth for ourselves. We're here for others. And that's why I want to do what I do right now or what I'm doing right now. So.
Now, I've seen on Facebook about some bracelets. And I know we just discussed the soap that you're getting into. Can you tell us more about your bracelets and how did that concept come about and the meaning behind them?
Yes. Well, it was interesting. Coming up with, well, let me start with the book. As you know, we're part of a book that is being launched in June. So part of the mentorship that I have with Ms. Shante, Dr. Shante Barton Stubbs, that she's encouraged all of us to have something in order to, you know, promote, because we are going to be considered co-authors. So I needed something to brand myself. So I came up with a beaded bracelet line that represented myself and my children. The line is called J. Kim, J, and then K-I-M-M, which is my name, and then my four kids' name, by now my company name, Concrete Rain. So J. Kim by Concrete Rain. And they're beaded bracelets that I hand make myself that are not the stretchy, rubbery kind of material. It's actual lobster claw with 12-gauge wire. So you're getting a sturdy bracelet, but it's my soul. And let me back up a little bit. Concrete Rain, how I came up with that name, was concrete, as we know, is a foundation. The foundation that I stand on and I live on and I walk on is God's word. So that represents God's word, concrete. And then rain is God's blessings on my life raining down. So Concrete Rain is the company name. Under Concrete Rain, we have mind, body, and soul. And mind is where you're going to find the book that we are going to be a part of, or that we are a part of, that's launching in June. And that book is not just another story, but her story. And my first chapter is called I Forgive Me. So I knew that I wanted a product to go along with the book that was symbolic of what I went through, which was that cleansing process, being made new and whole in Jesus Christ. So I used a soap. I'm using a soap as a symbolism for that. And my wonderful, wonderful friend from high school, she was making these all-natural soaps. So I approached her and said, hey, I want to make a soap line for myself to be able to promote with this book. Because as we auto-suggest to ourselves, you know, I forgive me, and you're taking a shower and you're washing yourself saying, I forgive myself, I forgive myself. Or, you know, if you're in the shower and the bar of soap that you're using is I'm beautiful, you tell yourself, I am beautiful. And so that's how I created another one called Not Today, Satan, because, you know, he tends to creep up in the worst ways at the wrong times. So here I've got a bar of soap called Not Today, Satan. So that's mind, body, and that's soul. So, mind and body. And then the soul portion, again, is the J. Kim, J-K-I-M-M, by Concrete Rain, the bracelets that you'll find. Along with the soaps, I have created a T-shirt and tank top line with the rhinestone appliques going along with the soaps. So if you don't want soaps, I do have T-shirts and tank tops that are going to be the same that you can get as well. And that website will be up at the end of the month. I've promised myself if it's April 30th, it's going to be April 30th, but April was the launch date. So had my last photo shoot today with my products. So I'll be getting everything up and going, and I'm really excited about that. So it'll be concreterain.com is where you'll be able to find everything. And then to follow me, if you're interested on Instagram, it's Julie Elizabeth Gibbs, all one word, or under Facebook, Julie Elizabeth Gibbs. So feel free to reach out to me and be encouraged.
That is awesome.
Julie,
and
can you spell that
yes.
out for everybody so they can make sure they get it correct? They want to look up to
as
you.
Far as my name? Yes, it's Julie, J-U-L-I-E, Elizabeth, E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H, and Gibbs, G-I-B-B-S. And then Concrete Rain is just C-O-N-C-R-E-T-E, Rain, R-A-I-N.com.
Thank you.
Great.
You're welcome.
And, yes, we are co-authors in a book that is coming out in June. We are really excited about that. Can't wait. Cannot wait. We've been deliberating about the cover and how it's going to look. So it's been really exciting to be a part of the process. So, of course, when that comes out, you'll have to come back on the show so we can promote the book. And by then, your website will
Absolutely.
Be up. And so that we can discuss the chapters in the book and just touch bases. Talk about every single thing that we are involved in because, yes, God did allow us what we went through, some of the things that we endured over our life. Some people didn't make it through that, be it physically or mentally. And for mm-hmm. us to still be, and you are very beautiful, Julie. Even
Thank
I see you are into fitness, staying in shape, keeping in shape.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important. I promise I'm gonna get there with the health thing. I just love sugar. Got to get rid of that.
I do too.
But I see that you're working out and you're, you know, keeping yourself up. And so I do notice that and commend you on that as well. Because really what God showed me about We Are Survivors is that we have to be healthy mind, body, and soul. Not just our mind, but we inside our bodies, what we eat, what we put in it, exercising. That's part of my plan to get there too. So mm-hmm. I do want to commend you because I've noticed because I pay attention to that. Now,
thank you so much.
I thank you for being a survivor that, like I said, is able to come out here and reach out and pull someone up. It's hard to be transparent. It is extremely uncomfortable, and it doesn't matter how many times I tell my story. It doesn't matter if it's one person or 10,000 people. I still get that same feeling every time I go into my story. So it's always wonderful to be surrounded by women that, yes, have gone through something similar. I always like to say that we're on the same journey. We're just taking different paths. Your story is not my story, but we have similarities. But God has us on the same journey because we're doing the same thing, just telling it a different way.
Right.
It's wonderful. Even with Stephanie, the co-host, everyone that is affiliated with We Are Survivors is a survivor. And if I would have put in my what I'm looking for as far as a board member, someone that is yoked up with We Are Survivors, if I would have said they have to be a survivor, then everyone that would approach me wouldn't have been a survivor. But what I've learned is when you allow God to lead, take charge, then He'll send you what you need. And it is amazing to me to be able to say every one of my board members are survivors of domestic violence. And Stephanie as well is a survivor of domestic violence. So it's like a family environment.
Absolutely.
And that is so important. for you to be in a place, because as a survivor, you know that we've always put other people, and you said that, we always put other people first.
Yeah.
We were always led to be uncomfortable, second guessing ourselves, looking over our shoulders, wondering what people are thinking. So that is one thing about we are survivors that we don't do, is we don't put someone in that same pair of shoes because they've already walked in them. So the goal is to be that place where someone can come and tell you all about themselves, tell you their business, and they know that it stays there. And there's not going to be a why to do that. Well, how come you didn't leave? Well, I would have done this. It's just a place where you can come, listen, talk, and be in a family environment. Now, Julie, besides your beat, you got your book, you got so. What else is on the horizon for you? What else do you have planned to do? Since you're building a brand.
I don't know. Yes. And I'm really excited about it. I honestly, you know, if someone would have said, Julie, you're going to launch 3 or 4 products at once next month or next year, I would have said, oh, you're crazy. This is what God put right in front of me, and I have to be obedient, and I have to listen to him, because I truly believe that I'm doing this because something is coming. And whatever it is, I'm in. I'm all in. I'm just walking in purpose at this point. It's so important for me to continue my purposeful walk. One of my shirts is My Purpose on Purpose, because it is purposeful. And so as long as I'm still, you know, keeping my eyes on Jesus, walking that walk and talking that talk, I've got to believe whatever it is, it's going to be of God, and it's going to be so amazing. I probably wouldn't even be able to wrap my head around it. But I'm excited because I want to come out in August to meet you. I know Shantae and I were talking about that, making that trip to Texas.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I really, really, really want to come out there for that. So I'm not sure. At this point, I'm just going to allow it to whatever happens, happen. I would like to write another book. I've already got a name for it. And it's just about living your afterlife. You know, once you get through all of this and everything calms down and, you know, the it's quiet, what do you do? And that's going to be my next book, and I'll release that at some point, the name of it. But it's so important that, you know, when the people start, you know, stop asking about you or stop, you know, wondering about you or encouraging you and empowering you and engaging you, what do you do? And it's so important to understand how you then manage that and be able to continue walking that path that God has for you without the quote-unquote spotlights, if you will, or those daily conversations. And so I think the aftercare in us, like what you're doing, is so important. But it's also so important that we as people, as one, understand what we have to do individually in order to stay consistent and continue to be obedient.
Right, because it's 24/7.
Yes, it
24/7.
Is.
24/7. I posted on Facebook, but I'm going to verbally announce that We Are Survivors have a app for your smartphones that is coming out. It's right now, it's actually going through the process of being loaded up into the Google Store app, the Play Store, and iTunes. So we are extremely excited, and it's called the Underground Railroad. And the purpose of the Underground Railroad is it's going to be like it's a place for survivors and victims of domestic violence. It's going to be our Facebook. So people can meet, and that's what's so important for survivors and victims, because we think we are all alone. That is the main thing. We thought we were the only person in the world that has ever experienced this or have ever gone through it. So Underground Railroads is really truly what that is. It is a place where we can go meet, talk to people if there's something going on in that area, town, city, state, you know, that we'll grow as a community and be support for each other. Because where there's
right.
one that's weak, there's another one that's strong. Where there's one that has, hey, I'm afraid to do this, or I need someone to go with me. Because one thing I've come across with my journey is the love and the support that women of survivors of domestic violence give to each other, because we understand each other. We know what it's like, you know, to be either physically, emotionally, mentally, or verbally beat down to the point we feel like we're on our knees and God is the only force that can pull us back up. So I'm excited about the Underground. Well, I don't want to say the Underground. I'm excited about Underground Railroad. And like I said, it has been submitted so that it could be downloaded. And I'm looking so much forward to getting that out and building that presence so that we can have our own We Are Survivors Underground Railroad Facebook for survivors. I'm super excited.
Yeah, that's an amazing concept.
Thank you. And one of the most important things was I wanted people also, what made me think about it is because I'm going to produce a place, I think it's going to actually be on my website, where, like, for instance, what you're doing and your website and the things that you're selling and offering, I want a place on our website, just a page by itself, where victims, survivors, whomever, anyone that's affected by domestic violence, if they want to go and, oh, so she wrote that book, and touch it, purchase it, and the proceeds, just a way to bring women unity together, support each other and what we're in our endeavors and what we're trying to do. So that is something I'm trying to figure out in my head, because in the app, there is a where you can push a button and it leads you straight to the We Are Survivors website and
right.
the We Are Survivors Facebook page. So we just want to make We Are Survivors a place where women can come and share the goodness and greatness of God, to share to the world, okay, I've gone through this, but look at me now. This is what I'm doing. And if you have motivational items and motivational books, podcasts, whatever, just We Are Survivors want to be that one-stop shop for women, men, and children. Now we have it's called Ties Butterflies. We have a teenage group. And we have a very powerful teenager leading that group. I am super excited about her and what God is doing in her life. It is amazing to see this 19-year-old who put herself in foster care at the age of 15 to get away from her abuser. She's powerful. She's beautiful, and she's a sweetheart. So I'm super, super excited about her. God is doing some amazing things. So, Julie, you've given us your Facebook information. Was it Instagram that you gave out your contact?
Yes, it's all one word, Julie Elizabeth Gibbs for Instagram. And Facebook is Julie Elizabeth Gibbs, but not spaced out, or spaced out, rather, just like a normal. Just with Instagram, it's all one word. But I did, while, you know, sitting here and just being, you know, quiet and listening to your words and, you know, everything that you're about, Wanda, is the most amazing thing ever. And to have the presence that you have, not just in the United States, but all over the world, doing what you're doing just encourages me and inspires me. So I'm willing to provide you with maybe some bracelets and some soaps that you can sell, and, you know, even if we, you know, whatever we work out, that's what we work out, but something that you can promote and create some kind of, you know, give back to We Are Survivors. That way, you know, I'm hoping, and I, because I truly believe in you, but I believe that there's power in the numbers. And when we all come together with things that will not just help oneself, but will help others, it's powerful, and it becomes, you know, even bigger than, you know, we could ever imagine. So I'm willing, we can talk about that off air, but, you know, to give you, you know, create a soap that's specific to We Are Survivors, create bracelets that are specific to We Are Survivors. Those are your exclusive kind of bracelets that can be sold and the profits to go to you.
That would be awesome.
So,
that we will definitely talk about that.
Absolutely.
Your bracelets
and I really,
are so
really
cute.
Oh, thank you. There's so many. I've lost track of how many I've made. But the thing about the bracelets, people are like, well, can you take that out? Can you do this? And I don't mind because everything I'm making as ordered. So you see something online. My first four bracelets that I named are Esther, Mary, Ruth, and Sarah. I wanted my squad of women to be my first four bracelets. So those are my first four, but, you know, yes, it can be specific. You know, I can tweak things, but for the most part, you know, I can't just make 15 Sarah bracelets. You know, I don't have that kind of revenue generating just right now. So when people order them, I'm making them, you know, as ordered,
right.
I create them. So I don't know. I probably have about 50 to 75 bracelets that I've created thus far. So I'm anxious to get those up, but yeah, they're really, really nice bracelets. And, you know, I didn't realize I was as creative as I am, but this is what happens when, you know, God gets involved. He gives you these gifts that you didn't know you had or brings those out of you. So
yes, that is so true. That is so true. And our time always flies. We have like 3 minutes. I swear the hour flies by. I do want to thank you for taking your time out to share with us. We are honored. We are always honored and humbled when people do take their time out of their busy schedules to even come on and talk with us and being obedient because you could have done something else. But I thank you for your time. Again, for those that are listening, tomorrow is our We Are Survivors with Wanda McKinley live streaming television show. It's from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you want to watch us on Facebook, we are not Facebook Live. That's a difference. You can actually go and type in We Are Survivors with Wanda McKinley. Like our page. Like our page. And then you can watch it from the page. If not, you can go to your Google bar, type in Power Play Radio, and pull that website up. Then you go to the Power TV Live, push that, and you can watch us live on the Internet. It is a show of 2 hours filled with testimonies, filled with laughter, filled with information, great music, and so we hope that you tune in. Once again, we will love you for any type of support, any encouraging words, you know, a hug. It doesn't have to always be money. Just a great job. We thank you for all of the encouraging words because to me that is so important. Once again, this has been our show for the week. Stephanie, do you have anything you want to say before we depart ways?
I do. If they decide to watch us on Facebook, when we break for commercials, don't tune out because if there's music being played,
right. We
can't play that on Facebook. So it's just going to be silent until we come back on after the commercial. So if we play any music, you won't be able to hear the music because Facebook does not allow that. But if you tune in through the website, then you'll be able to hear the commercial, the music, everything. That's all I have to say. And hope
that's
y'all can join us on tomorrow.
Great. Thank
all
you
right.
guys so much. I really appreciate your time and look forward to what is to come with us standing together.
I agree, and we'll be talking soon, Julie. Thank you so much.
Yes.
And thank all those
thank you.
Who
nice
are
you,
listening.
Stephanie.
Yes, that are listening now and who may be listening later, because we do get people that tune in at a later time and later date. I will be posting the show on Facebook this evening. We always here to uplift, listen, and be that sounding board that you may need. Please, please, please put God first. Have a blessed evening. Talk to you soon. Good night.